Grant that by steadfastness in the same faith, we may evermore be defended from all adversity. Words, my friends in Christ, taken from the collect of today's Mass. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. A little over a week ago, we had the sacrament of confirmation here at the end of the beautiful Pentecost vigil at St. Gertrude the Great. And whenever I see a confirmation, I always think back to my own confirmation many years ago. In fact, I came across the pictures of my own confirmation about a year ago. And you always think back to the good resolutions that you made as a child when you were confirmed, to be a strong and perfect Christian and soldier of Jesus Christ, as the Catechism tells us the Holy Ghost of the Sacrament of Confirmation does, in fact, make us. Essential to the virtue of a soldier is the virtue of fortitude, a certain strength in defending his cause. And we as Christians are supposed to possess the virtue of fortitude to be faithful to our model, the Blessed Trinity, to be faithful to our Blessed Lord. Fortitude is a supernatural virtue that makes the soul strong in pursuing moral goods that are difficult to acquire and firm in bearing hardships, strength and firmness. The real emphasis of the virtue is on endurance. It's more the ability to suffer different things. It boils down essentially to this, that whatever opposition we encounter, the true follower of Christ must never abandon the good fight. Every virtue is difficult, and fortitude affects every virtuous act. Usually the practice of this virtue is not dramatic in the Christian life. Most of us, chances are, will not be called to martyrdom. But it is something that we must all possess. And I'm sure that there are many of you who possess the virtue of fortitude and who try to practice it in the face of the difficulties of everyday life, in the face of illness, in the face of job loss or poverty or frustrated ambition or problems with your spouse or problems with children. When you try to bear up and pursue the moral goods you're supposed to pursue as a Christian, and to be firm in bearing these hardships, then you're practicing the virtue of fortitude. And there's a great reward that's promised to those who fight the good fight this day. The heaven is truly for the strong and for the courageous. As Christians, we have to be in it for the long run. It's a virtue especially for the Christian family. First of all, for husbands and wives. You practice fortitude. For instance, if one partner is failing to practice his or her religion, or if you have some difficulty with the religious attitude of your partner, you need the virtue of fortitude, that strength and that firmness to bear up and not to become discouraged, not to lose hope. And I have seen in my life as a traditional priest, one partner practiced this fortitude over a long period of time, and eventually the spouse comes around. But we have to be in it for the long run. Now, that's one way husbands and wives practice it with regard to each other. Also, there are those areas of ordinary endeavor where your spouse has difficulty, where he may be tempted to lose heart or where she may be tempted to lose heart. You know, the wife has problems in the home, with the kids, with the housework, different difficulties there that are connected with her vocation. And the husband is supposed to encourage her. And so too the wife. The husband has a bad job situation or brings home the ordinary discouragements that come from working at a job day in, day out, being regular there. And the job of the wife then is to encourage him so that he will not lose heart. That's supposed to be part of the deal with Christian marriage. Part of your obligation is to encourage one another to face up to these different things in a supportive way. Also, husband and wife together, when they maintain Christian principles and morality in the face of pressure from other people, human respect, the awful effect of human respect, the opinion that worldly people have of us, acquaintances, friends, relatives, and so on. Where they try to push us toward bad entertainment or jokes or language or something like that. And so you encourage one another in maintaining your Christian principles. Husbands and wives have to practice that virtue with regard to their encouragement of each other, and then they also have to promote the virtue of fortitude with their children. You have to teach your children never to sacrifice a spiritual good for human respect. That is to say, for the sake of pressure from other people, what other people will think of you. That your child will be ridiculed in some way for performing what is a virtuous act. Right? You have to encourage your child to become immune to that. That it's difficult to be good and difficult to be virtuous, and people around us aren't going to encourage that. You have to find that strength yourself. That's a lesson you have to teach your kids. The matter of standing up when things are wrong, or the matter of positively practicing your faith, grace before meals, reception of ashes on Ash Wednesday, and so on, or going together as a family to church for confession. That's a good practice. You get all the kids together on a certain Friday or a certain Saturday. You take them off to church to go to confession. It's not something that you should just leave until you happen to hit, let us say, a confession Sunday, fourth Sunday of the month somehow here. The message that gives a little bit too much for a family is that confession becomes a bit of an afterthought. That, well, when it's kind of convenient, we'll hit two obligations at once. You have to emphasize to the children the importance of making that effort to get to confession. Right? So you try to come all the time as a family apart from that. Or you should have your children pray for or encourage someone who's facing a difficult or very discouraging personal situation, that person have the virtue of fortitude to bear up with that. Perhaps all of you have know some people like that, friends, relatives, acquaintances, you should teach your children to pray for. You also have to take an interest in your children's problems and encourage them to face the problems and the difficulties that they have bravely. And you hold out to them the examples in the different lives of the saints. Kids do make excuses, we know, to get out of doing things. I'm sure you did that, and I know I certainly did that too. To get out of the regular obligations that seem like so much of a grind. Doing schoolwork, work in the home assigned, try to get out of Lenten resolutions and so on. So you as a parent have to encourage them by word and by example. And remember we said a few weeks ago how important an example is, that the children learn and imitate the actions of their parents for better or for worse. And also, finally, with regard to the virtue of fortitude, parents are supposed to promote an interest in vocations in their children. that encourage a daughter or a son for a religious or priestly vocation. That's something that's extremely important for parents to do. That, you know, yes, indeed, something like that is difficult, but it's something that's glorious and undertaken for the honor and the glory of God. And you encourage your children to make those sacrifices. So, in your own confirmations, you resolve to be a good soldier of Christ, to be firm and to be steadfast in practicing the Christian religion. Continue that practice, husbands and wives, with each other, encouraging each other to the virtue of fortitude, and your children to that virtue as well. And pray with the collect of today's Mass that by steadfastness in the same faith we may ever be defended from all adversity. And with the words of the canon of the traditional Mass, which is prayed whenever the traditional Mass is prayed, grant us some part and fellowship with thy holy apostles and martyrs. God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.